Before we begin, understand what this is. The Empresario isn't about getting rich. It's about understanding how power, capital, and positioning actually work. At theempresario.com, you'll find original episodes, essays, and conversations focused on leverage, discipline, and strategic repositioning across business, finance, and life. If you're ready to see opportunity from a different position, visit theempresario.com.
You're about to hear a story, not the version people repeat, but the one told from a different position.
Every era has its currency. In some decades, it's technology. In others, real estate. And in a quieter, more combustible time, it was gasoline. Not the fuel itself, the taxes around it, the margins no one looked at, the sliver between what was owed and what was collected. Michael Francis noticed that sliver. Not because he loved risk, but because he understood systems. He saw that money doesn't move randomly. It moves where oversight is lazy and assumptions are expensive. Years later, the setting would change. The product would change. The lighting would soften, but the principle wouldn't. Because once you understand flow, whether it's fuel through pipelines or wine through distribution, you are no longer chasing opportunity. You are designing it. This is the Empresario, Michael Francis. The gasoline scheme was never about gas. It was about velocity. Taxes collected later than revenue. Governments moving slower than commerce. A legal gray zone, wide enough for disciplined operators to walk through calmly, while everyone else argued about morality. Francis understood timing better than intimidation. Cash first, obligations later. Margin living in the delay. It worked because it wasn't loud. It was procedural. But systems evolve. Pressure accumulates. And eventually, even the cleanest exploit collapses under its own visibility. That's the moment most people double down. He didn't. Instead, he recognized something rare. The skill wasn't the scheme. The skill was distribution intelligence. Years later, his name would surface again, not in court filings, but on a bottle. Can you believe that, Troy? Fine wine. same discipline, same patience, same obsession with sourcing, branding, and controlled rollout. But now the product aged instead of evaporating. The margins matured instead of sprinted. That's when the real move happened. He took the instincts once used to outrun scrutiny and deliberately repositioned them into a business built for longevity, legitimacy, and legacy. No flash, no apology tour, just a quieter system that rewarded restraint instead of speed. Because the most sophisticated entrepreneurs don't abandon who they were. They refine it. You probably noticed how the same instincts powered two completely different outcomes. Gasoline, then wine. Speed, then patience. That wasn't luck. That was placement. That's why we built the Empresarial Reserve, for people who already have the skill, the discipline, the capital, but need a smarter container. If you're ready to reposition without burning down what you've built, visit theempresarial.com.
Here's the lesson professionals should hear. Most people think reinvention means learning something new. It rarely does. It means reframing something old. Franzese didn't stop understanding margins, timing, or distribution. He stopped applying them in a context that punished success. That's strategic maturity. The market doesn't reward intensity forever. It rewards alignment. When your skill set finally matches a vehicle that compounds instead of combusts. The mistake most entrepreneurs make is believing their edge belongs to a moment. It doesn't. It belongs to placement.
There's a difference between escaping the past and outgrowing it. One is reactive. The other is deliberate. Michael Franzese's story isn't about crime or redemption. It's about recognizing when your talents deserve a better container. Because legacy isn't built by denying who you were. It's built by deciding where that intelligence belongs next.
This episode of The Empresario was hosted by Louis Molina, licensed Florida insurance agent. These stories are here to spark your ambition, and when you're ready to move, Louis can help you make it real. Until next time.